Act IV of Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare. Scene IV. Hall in Capulet's house. Enter Lady Capulet and Nurse.
Hold. Take these keys and fetch more spices, Nurse.
They call for dates and quinces in the pastry.
Enter Capulet.
Come, stir, stir, stir. The second cock hath crowed. The curfew bell hath rung. 'Tis 3 o'clock. Look to the baked meats, good Angelica. Spare not for cost.
Go, you cot queen, go. Get you to bed. Faith, you'll be sick to-morrow for this night's watching.
No, not a whit. What? I have watched ere now all night for lesser cause, and ne'er been sick.
Aye, you have been a mouse-hunt in your time. But I will watch you from such watching now.
Exit Lady Capulet and Nurse.
A jealous hood, a jealous hood. Now, fellow.
Enter servants with spits, logs, and baskets.
What's there?
Things for the cook, sir, but I know not what.
Make haste, make haste.
Exit first servant.
Sirrah, fetch drier logs. Call Peter, he will show thee where they are.
I have a head, sir, that will find out logs. I never trouble Peter for the matter.
Exit.
Mass, and well said, a merry whoreson. Ha, thou shalt be log ahead. Good faith. 'Tis day. The county will be here with music straight, for so he said he would. I hear him near.
Music within.
Nurse, wife, what ho, what nurse, I say.
Re-enter nurse.
Go waken Juliet, go and trim her up. I'll go and chat with Paris. Hi, make haste, the bridegroom, he is come already. Make haste, I say.
Exit. Scene V. Juliet's chamber. Juliet on the bed. Enter nurse.
Mistress. What, mistress? Juliet? Fast, I warrant her, she— Why, lamb? Why, lady? Fie, you slug abed! Why, love, I say, madam, sweetheart? Why, bride? What, not a word? You take your pennyworths now, sleep for a week, for the next night, I warrant, the county Paris hath set up his rest, that you shall rest but little. God forgive me. Marry and amen. How sound is she asleep? I needs must wake her. Madam, madam, madam. Aye, let the county take you in your bed. He'll fright you up, i'faith, will it not be? What, dressed? And in your clothes? And down again? I must needs wake you. Lady, lady, lady! Alas! Alas! Help! Help! My lady's dead! Oh, well a day that ever I was born! Some aqua vitae! Ho, my lord! My lady!
Enter Lady Capulet.
What noise is here?
Oh, lamentable day!
What is the matter?
Look! Look! Oh, heavy day!
Oh, me! Oh, me! My child! My only life! Revive! Look up, or I will die with thee! Help! Help! Call help!
Enter Capulet.
For shame! Bring Juliet forth! Her lord is come!
She's dead, deceased! She's dead! Alack the day!
Alack the day! She's dead! She's dead! She's dead!
Ha! Let me see her! Out, alas! She's cold! Her blood is settled, and her joints are stiff. Life and these lips have long been separated. Death lies on her like an untimely frost upon the sweetest flower of all the field. Accursed time! Unfortunate old man!
Oh, lamentable day!
Oh, woeful time!
Death, that hath ta'en her hence to make me well, ties up my tongue and will not let me speak.
Enter Friar Lawrence and Paris, with musicians.
Come, is the bride ready to go to church?
Ready to go, but never to return. O son, the night before thy wedding day, hath death lain with thy bride. There she lies, flower as she was, deflowered by him. Death is my son-in-law, death is my heir. My daughter he hath wedded, I will die and leave him all. Life, living, all is death's.
Have I thought long to see this morning's face? And doth it give me such a sight as this?
Accursed, unhappy, wretched, hateful day! Most miserable hour that e'er time saw in lasting labour of his pilgrimage! But one, poor one poor and loving child, but one thing to rejoice and solace in, and cruel death hath catched it from my sight.
Oh, woe, oh, woeful, woeful, woeful day! Most lamentable day, most woeful day that ever, ever I did yet behold! Oh, day, oh, day, oh, day, oh, hateful day! Never was seen so black a day as this! Oh, woeful day, oh, woeful day!
Beguiled, divorced, wronged, spited, slain! Most detestable death! By thee beguiled, by cruel, cruel thee, quite overthrown! O love! O life! Not life, but love in death!
Despised, distressed, hated, martyred, killed! Uncomfortable time, why comest thou now to murder, murder our solemnity? O child, O child! My soul and not my child! Dead art thou dead? Alack, my child is dead, and with my child my joys are buried.
Peace, ho, for shame! Confusion's cure lives not in these confusions. Heaven and yourself had part in this fair maid. Now heaven hath all, and all the better it is for the maid. Your part in her you could not keep from death. But heaven keeps his part in eternal life. And most you sought was her promotion, for 'twas your heaven she should be advanced. And weep ye now, seeing she is advanced above the clouds, as high as heaven itself. Oh, in this love you love your child so ill that you run mad, seeing that she is well. She's not well married that lives married long, but she's best married that dies married young. Dry up your tears, and stick your rosemary on this fair corse, and, as the custom is, in all her best array, bear her to church. For though fond nature bids us all lament, yet nature's tears are reason's merriment.
All things that we ordain festival turn from their office to black funeral. Our instruments to melancholy bells, our wedding cheer to a sad burial feast, our solemn hymns to sullen dirges change, our bridal flowers serve for a buried corse, and all things change them to the contrary.
Sir, go you in, and madam, go with him. And go, Sir Paris. Every one prepare to follow his fair course into her grave. The heavens do lower upon you for some ill. Move them no more by crossing their high will.
Exeunt Capulet, Lady Capulet, Paris, and Friar.
Faith, we may put up our pipes and be gone.
Honest good fellows, ah, put up, put up, for well you know this is a pitiful case.
Exeunt.
Aye, by my troth, the case may be amended.
Enter Peter.
Musicians, O musicians! Heart's ease, heart's ease! O, and you will have me live, play heart's ease.
Why heart's ease?
O, musicians, because my heart itself plays, my heart is full of woe. O, play me some merry dump to comfort me.
Not a dump, we. 'Tis no time to play now.
You will not, then?
No.
I will then give it you soundly.
What will you give us?
No money on my face, but the gleek. I will give you the minstrel.
Then will I give you the serving creature.
Then will I lay the serving creature's dagger on your pate. I will carry no crotches. I'll ray you, I'll far you. Do you note me?
And you ray us and far us, you note us.
Pray you, put up your dagger and put out your wit.
Then have at you with my wit. I will dry-beat you with an iron wit, and put up my iron dagger. Answer me like men, when griping grief the heart doth wound, and doleful dumps the mind oppress, then music with her silver sound. Why silver sound? Why music with her silver sound? What say you, Simon Catling?
Marry, sir, because silver hath a sweet sound.
Pretty. What say you, Hugh Rebeck?
I say silver sound, because musicians sound for silver.
Pretty too. What say you, James Soundpost?
Faith, I know not what to say.
Oh, I cry you mercy. You are the singer. I will say for you. It is music with her silver sound, because musicians have no gold for sounding. Then music with her silver sound, with speedy help, doth lend redress.
Exit.
What a pestilent knave is this same.
Hang him, Jack. Come, we will in here. Tarry for the mourners, and stay dinner.
Exit. End of Act 4.